I have to do a lot more of the persuading, the suggesting, the getting by. So they want me to explain something, and then we're going to bring forth the transmission that, of course, is already happening. But they want to remember that we've all been living in a false house. So in other words, we're all masters. And so we're all crying out for mercy, and it's like, help me, Jesus, help me, anybody that like truly understands. It doesn't even matter who anymore. It doesn't matter the religion. I just need help. I just need assistance. So in other words, they're saying we're crying out for grace and a helping hand. But we want to remember that we're still used to like the emphasis of sorrow. The emphasis of sorrow is the belief in separation. So it's like we're still infantile, meaning like we don't realize we can serve ourselves already. In other words, the ascension energy is already here. We're not ready. It's sort of like you're waiting to be served before you can eat. It's like the waiter already came by and you're sitting there being polite. And it's like, but it's steaming hot, please enjoy. So what they're trying to share is sort of like the waiting emphasis, the waiting sacrifice is actually what we want to release. So all of us are prejudiced against, and what we're prejudiced against is our own light, is our own source awareness. So the more that we can love ourselves all, meaning we want to remember we're all of it. We're all the Christ energy and we're all the ego. So all of this fighting in the outside, it's all like a mental game. It's not real. So when we love it all, in other words, I got to accept myself. I got to bring myself home. We self-adjust and more, meaning we turn ourselves on, turn around, here, let me help, because it's all us. So of course you want to help. You're like, I know who you are. I recognize you. Oh, that's more of me. That's more of me. But we all still believe in shame. So we all like to disassociate. Oh, that's that politician that just wants to keep talking. And there's no aspect of that inside of me. Of course there is. It's all inside of us. So there's no more need for the emphasis of shame, meaning the belief in it. Entirely. It can be done overnight as you will take your next right turn, meaning you got to start crossing your T's, dotting your I's. In English, everybody, you simply need to care. What you want to care most about is your spiritual advancement. And to really let, now insert whatever word means most to you. Your higher self, your I am presence, your Buddha self, your Christ self, like whatever words really are significant to you, like really matter. You know, so for me, it's like empower divine feminine. It's like you got to take a stand, lady. You got to stand up. The world needs you. We need you on our side. We need the intuitive. You know, like let's get on. So we all want to have, how would I say that? It's sort of like that flag below. Like think of people like in military or whatever, or like having a common cause. So they're saying this is very important. Because we're the ones in charge of our spiritual shift. So think of your Merkaba, your energy field. And just when I'm looking at everybody, we're still believing in darkness, but it's like we have those godly rays inside of us. So we can literally go Shazam, turn on ourselves on. So imagine you're Superwoman, Superman, and you just didn't realize it, and you just looked at your, you know, yourself, and you know, you just got your natal chart, and it's like, oh my gosh, look who I really am. Oh, it says I can turn myself on. I can just turn on the light within. I don't need to constantly stare, meaning that I gotta fix the outer. No. The outer's all inside. So they say like they want us to have this like constant alibi. What they mean by that is they're saying a reason to survive. I don't mean it to make it so dramatic, but it's sort of like a reason to hang in there. You know, like I want to be the top heavyweight, so even if the going gets tough, you know, I'm going to find my second wind inside of myself. In English, everybody, it's like, how would I say it? They're saying, like, we don't have enough constant faith in ourselves. So when we get the first rejection or it doesn't go as the ego had planned, meaning the mind planned, we submit too early. We totally give up. You know, it's sort of like we give up the reason we came. So we want to persevere. So for me, I always like, I'm just going to step out for a moment because they want me to, they say, they're saying it's so important we get this. You want a continuing motivation within that keeps you nice and steady. Because the ego is going to blow its horn. I mean, it's really going to try to get you to topple. And so if it's the only thing communicating, if it's the only thing talking, if it's the only thing standing ready, you're going to choose its mighty weight and submerge. It's like, oh, ego won that time. But if you remember that constant light, like when I'm saying that, I just see a light in my higher heart. So it's like, wait a minute, this is all about getting the light turned on. So whatever has to go by that it's still a false belief that I need to send it light, let it go ahead and try, because it's like, I need to see what I've still been believing in so I can just simply go next. It's like, nope, don't need that lower consciousness, separation consciousness, not interested, not playing, not participating, because this is the point. We want to get to the place where we're hardly breaking a sweat. It's sort of like, yep, that's not the frequency I'm heading at. And we're all going to get literally that good very, very, very quickly if we will continue to try. I almost feel like this is gym class or something, like I'm a personal trainer or something. But the reason I feel that way, we need Ariel. She's a personal trainer. Well, I guess Steph used to be. But the idea is, you want to, what I'm doing right now, they wanted me to do this and then they're going to finish, is they want us to have that personal motivation inside of us. Like they want us to start feeling that inner strength. Now here's what I want to say. The reason is the second we commit most, in other words, like, you know, I'm going to choose the light come what may. I may get tired, I may have to cry, I may have to sit down. But eventually, I'm going to get back up, because only the light, only the intuitive balanced is going to create the unity, is going to create the Christ wave. And so we're all working together, we're all on the same team. And so we want to bring that, because the second we align with that, there is so much energy. There's, how would I say, when I say there's so much energy, it's like collectively, you know, spiritual light workers, you know, we're opening up together. But then the how would I say that? I'll just call it cosmic support. It just kind of takes care of everything. It's like when I'm looking at us, we are so surrounded, and I don't mean that to suggest there are others stronger than us. It's other aspects of ourselves that are already on the other side of the stairs. Like, in other words, can see the bigger picture, see all the layers while we are still sort of peeking our heads out. The second we can even remember to recognize him or her, the second we can even remember to take a step back. What they mean by that back, and they keep saying that to everybody in these sessions, is the spaciousness, the breath. Because, you know, the ego just wants to push, and it doesn't want the intuitive to get in at all. And we all understand how well that's been serving everybody. So we really want to get that. We want to get like the white flag. It's like something where no more ego, and I'm teaching myself, I'm taming my mind within. Something where we're committed to that higher staircase. And so they want us to have like just a pause. So each of us make that all our own personal commitment to our higher self, to our I Am presence. So we have that reason to try when we get, you know, a tiny bit lost. from time to time. So for me, I just got like a starburst of light. So when I just sort of said yes in my heart, I had a starburst of light. And that starburst of light is like yes, please to the Christ energy. It's like yes, please to the whole continuous affair. In other words, let it keep happening. Let everything that needs to be healed, that needs to come into alignment, be exposed, be inserted, you know, like, you know, stack it here, I'm gonna get to it next. And it's like, the more that we can have, how would I say that? They're saying like that ceremony most, and we're gonna stop right there. It's like ceremony most is that you're so devoted to that. I'm just gonna say, like, it's almost like a crystal staircase, but it's like a temple staircase. When I say staircase, the word staircase doesn't really hold meaning. It's more of like ascension levels. So when I start receiving the energy of it, each step is really an ascension level. It's like to our ascension. And when I'm sharing that, I'm sharing that for everybody, and it's so important we receive that totally complete now. So it's sort of like there can't be any stragglers. There can't be any incompletes. Incomplete is I'm still not buying it. It's okay if you're still tailgating towards yesterday. So in other words, there's parts of you that are still, oh, I can never do that. You know, like I don't have enough time or whatever it is. But you want to like really pay attention to the aspect of self that's already further ahead. Because when I'm receiving everyone, it's like the energies that are already circulating. And so when they're activating everyone and when I'm receiving everyone, how would I say it? It's like we all still have dualistic concepts and blemishes and feel like all that stuff. But how would I say it? It's almost like if you go to the grocery, I'm just gonna say this. They really just want me to kind of talk as they're sort of, they're working with you guys and they want me to explain what I'm looking at. It's like if you go to the grocery store and you have to get cleaning products because you have to clean your home. Like you still have to do a good job. You have to do a nice clean, but there's no anxiety about if your house is gonna get cleaned or not. Like, of course it is. That's why you're motivated. That's why you're at the store and, you know, you're putting the Ajax or Windex, whatever, in your car. They want us to feel that healthy. They're saying they're leaving this with this at last. And when they're saying this, it's like they're sealing each of us, as we still believe we're individual. It's like they're sealing our fate. In other words, they're sealing our good reason to try. In English, everybody, it's like because you said yes, because you are highly motivated, because you are mildly interested, they're laughing. You know, it's sort of like they're speaking to the choir. It's sort of like you're properly pampered. It doesn't mean you don't need to learn your lessons. What it means, if you give it a healthy weight, if you give it a good suggestion, if you give it a good go, you can expect a healthy respect. In other words, you're walking on faith, you're trying your best, you're saying to the Christ within that wants you to keep saying yes, and it's like, it's getting a little churchy and I apologize. I actually was not brought up in church, but here it goes. It's like glory to God in the highest. There was something about the energy of that word when they said highest that was very, very important. I knew it had to come out. Even if it triggered someone, I hope it didn't, but like that was my own little personal concern. But when they said highest, it's like it's so much higher than we're expecting it to be in terms of our own individual promotions. So if you can feel that, if you can grow within, they're showing me a sleigh, like Christmas and like easy, magical, light, receive, receive, receive. They're saying receive good and plenty. Receive good and plenty. I understand what that means. It's like we've got a lot of spiritual support. because we're interested, because we're mildly interested, they're giggling. We're very interested, in other words. Receive, 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 and so it